A word for you from Philippians chapter 2 verses 13 and 14. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing. There are some wonderful opposites, some people would say, put in the Bible, where truths are put right next to each other, which some have made doctrines out of, which clash with the spirit of God's word. For they say, if this is true, then the other cannot be true. For instance, if it says that in verse 13, it is God who works in you both to will and to do, then if you create a doctrine around that and say, well, therefore, there's nothing that I can do. If he's going to do it, let him do it. And of course, it makes you complacent. If it's faith and you say, Lord, thank you that you do the work in me, well, that's different, because you will still be obedient. You're enabled to do it joyfully. But here it does speak two truths. It speaks about God putting the will in you to do his will, and the strength, the power to do it. So both to will and to do is from God. And then it launches immediately into the next sentence, do all things without complaining and disputing. One would maybe contradict it and say, that doesn't seem to be in the spirit of the verse that has gone before it. If God is the one who works in me to will and to do, why should I be told to do something? For Paul here says to the Philippians, do everything without complaining. It is simply because God has done the work. Jesus Christ has paid the full price for your redemption. And he works now in you. He works for you to have the will to do his good pleasure. And he gives you the strength. For the cleansing blood and the resurrection of Jesus Christ enables you to live according to the things that please God, walking in his ways. For he puts his spirit in you. He puts his essence, his nature, his character into you. No wonder in the verse before that it says, therefore work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Just imagine, God has put something of himself, his very own Holy Spirit in you. And it makes it all the more true for us, therefore, to do all things without complaining and disputing, because it is God, therefore this is how I ought to live.